So, how do we understand depression? Okay. One key characteristic about understanding depression is that there's always an inward drawing aspect to it. Okay? Depression will always drive someone to go inward, not outward. They don't seek help usually. They want to be closed and private. They don't want either what you have to offer or what the world has to offer. And depending on the severity of it, they will either begin to cease doing the normal things of life or just simply want to eat a tub of ice cream and then it's okay. But there's always a selfish aspect to depression. That's how you help someone, by understanding that first and foremost. So your loving connection to them and how to provide help is always going to be something called mercy. Okay? It's very easy for the Christian to know that, because you are once broken and utterly unable to save yourself. And God showed mercy by drawing you into his family. So for someone who is depressed, your job is not to correct them initially. Your job is not to just simply pull them up by their bootstraps and kick them in the butt and get them out the door. Your job is to show mercy to them. And you show mercy to them by doing everything that we had just talked about, by loving them in ways in which you find out about their life, what they're experiencing, what are their fears. You understand them more by coming alongside them in their suffering. You're attempting to understand and listen to them and get them to speak. By all means, they're inward. You need to begin having them contemplate things outward by trusting you, being able to discuss things. That's the biblical way in which we actually see that connection coming out. You need to help them through an initial stage of their dry time of inward reflection. You need to be constantly showing love to them and working towards that agenda of change. So eventually there will be a time in which you will come alongside them and begin to direct them in different areas. But first and foremost, be a minister of mercy. Just to categorize them, there is a dispensational depression, and there's situational depression. Now, I mentioned there's a disparity between, you know, levels of depression. Situational is, I lost a job. And depending on the severity of circumstances, it could just be something that happens to something. Lost a mom or a dad. And any one of these can spill out and get more to a dispositional type of depression. But sometimes it can just be a situation that causes one to have the blues or causes one to sink, to be inward. And that might, over time, just go away. Okay? And you could always love someone and help someone through that. A dispositional sense of depression is when someone typically is almost dwelling in that blue period. They're always in a moment of blueness or dryness. And when the severity becomes such that they can't do the normal things of life, that's when it gets to be severe despair or severe depression. And that's when they truly need someone in there to help them. Okay? So if they begin to not wake up in the morning, fail to go to work, fail to go to school, they can't do the normal things of life, or they don't do the normal things of life, that's when it becomes more severe, and it requires someone to help them. It really does require someone to help. I think all levels of despair should be sought, or someone should attempt to kind of pour wisdom into that person's life. But on that scale, there needs to be kind of a thought process that goes into how deep is this person feeling the effects of what's going on inside in their life. Ultimately, as I mentioned, depression goes inward. The best thing that you need to start working for is eventually having them work outward, loving other people, loving friends, getting involved in church service. And that's going to take a brutal amount of time. It can take a brutal amount of time. But ultimately, when they start loving others instead of themselves, that's when the healing effects are going to rapidly come on. And start doing the service and the work of God. So that's kind of the depression in a nutshell, in terms of those love, no, speak, do. Loving is like the first and foremost aspect to it. Become a good listener and a lover of that person in their situation and in their pain.